Sorry, we got two of us with the same name. Let's take that one there. There we go. Sorry about that.
Any other requests? Yes, yeah, back there. Yes. How do you do that thing where you smack the fiddle really hard?
That's about it. I try to most of the time stay here on the top of the bow here. Sometimes I get out to the middle of the bow, but I try not to. Usually, you can get the most effective chop sound up here. And while I'm doing this, I try to play chords and try my best to play in time. Which that kind of helps things. That is the case. And, I don't know. If somebody were just learning to do this, I would advise doing it with a metronome, you know. And I try to put the chop where the mandolin chop is, and I try to play. I try to chop the chords that are in the tune. So that's the long and short of it.
Notice he's chopping on the offbeat too, right? So boom,
yeah.
Chop, boom, chop, boom, chop, boom, chop, feel. And I remember when I was learning that was hard for me because I'd always go boom, chop, boom, chop, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Boom, and I'd switch to the onbeat because I'm Lutheran. Yes. The question is, what made each of us pick the violin? Lindsay, why are you playing that thing?
Somebody bought it for me. I can turn it down.
How old were you all when you started?
12.
Well, I guess 3 and a half. Yeah, my mom stuck it in my hands. I didn't really have much choice. I didn't want to think about it. Sure.
Michael, you started in utero, didn't you? It's really, really little.
No, I started when I was 4.
And I was 7. Did we all start with classical training?
I took the Suzuki method when I first started for a while.
Yeah, I took a year of Suzuki and then just learned to play by ear with some of the old guys that lived around where I lived.
I was Suzuki too, but I was a flunky. I didn't make it past the first book.
Yeah.
I definitely wasn't Suzuki, but my mom, yeah, she's a violin teacher, and she's got her own method, Adventures in Violin Land.
Suzuki's a competition.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
you take over the world. It's like a motorcycle, yeah. Yeah, we all started on motorcycles first. Once we got the balance and after our first couple of accidents, then.
Especially me, yeah, that's why.
Suzuki violin is a method that is imported from Japan. It was invented by Dr. Shinichi Suzuki, and it was a completely different way of teaching kids, and they started kids out with ear training first. So rather than teaching people how to read and play at the same time, it's hard enough to be able to play this thing without trying to figure out a rhythm notation and all that. So the first few years are all by ear. So I think a lot of Suzuki trained people have pretty decent ears from getting started that way. And so
what's your mom's method?
It's Adventures in Violin Land.
That sounds so much more fun.
It's absolutely more fun. Well, my mother incorporates, you know, ear training with, you know, reading and the long-term goals of learning teach a solfège and learning the relationships of the notes and how to play in keys and how to listen to what you're doing and be more individual with your playing.
Done good.
Done good, yeah.
special. It was made in 2007, so it's a year and a half old. It's only Gray Fox. Well, this is what I travel with everywhere. So. But it's a new fiddle.
This is a older French fiddle. I don't know, maybe 100 years old. I bought it from Ray Stefanini. He had reworked it. He took the top off and regraduated the top and set up those base bar and sort of improved on a decent kind of production fiddle of that era, which is a nice era. I mean, older instruments are still made with better stuff. But I got it from Ray. He improved it, so it's great.
Where's yours come from? You've got a special one there, Michael.
This is a Silcask. It's a five-string fiddle. It's got a low C string on it, like a viola. And it's about 10 years old.
What does that C string sound like?
It's a low one. I don't use it in everything. I'm just trying to incorporate it into something every once in a while.
I play an inexpensive Japanese violin. It's about 30 years old, but it was regraduated by Ron Stewart, and so it's got really nice low end, which I like the low end sound too. I want to have a five string, but I go cross-eyed looking at that, I think. I have a much nicer bow than I do a fiddle. It's an English bow, Hill. What do you all have?
No, I don't know where this bow comes from. Found it.
Played for years, that's about all I know.
Found it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure about this one. This is like a composite bow, I think. That's about all I know about it.
Yeah, let's play one. Any requests? Back up and push. How about something else? I love that too. Which? You're gonna hear that one pretty soon, my friend. That's one that the Bluegrass Kids Academy are gonna do. It's a Monroe tune. That's gonna be pretty cool. But.
Bill Cheatham.
I should never have asked for requests.